This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is the best of the Larry Elder Show. SAGE 888-971-7243. Larry Elder here. Please sure and follow us on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Threads, and what am I leaving out? On X. Did I say X? I don't think I said X. Okay, on X. Also, at the top of our Twitter account, X, we pin our weekly podcast. The last one was up on Friday. We'll do a new one on Friday. The last one is getting near 500,000 views, so you might want to check it out. Also, go to my website, LarryElder.com, and you can see the Larry Elder merch shop and pick up some We've Got a Country to Save merchandise. Now, next hour, we're going to talk to Gary Sinise. Veteran Day is coming up. As you know, he has a foundation to benefit veterans. He also has a new vinyl recording to honor his son, who died at the age of 33 from a very rare form of cancer. We're going to talk to Gary about all of that in just a few minutes. Stick around for that. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Now, before the results were in, at the beginning of the night, Caroline Leavitt, whom I met when I ran for office, she ran for Congress, I believe it was, in New England. She didn't win, but I was very, very impressed by her. Fiery, articulate, and Donald Trump apparently saw the same thing in her that I did and made her a spokesperson for his campaign. Here's what she said at the beginning of last night, number 32.
The mood is very optimistic here at the Trump campaign headquarters. We are cautiously confident that President Trump is going to win this election tonight. When we've been looking at the early voting data over the past couple of weeks during this early voting period, Republicans have been outpacing Democrats in many of the key battleground states. And what we're hearing across the country today is that turnout is exceptionally high, especially in rural areas. So all signs point to President Trump supporters showing up at the polls, and we're just continuing to encourage people throughout the day to get out and to vote and to stay in line if you are in line. We understand some of the lines in these key battleground counties and states can be particularly long today, but we're encouraging everyone to stay in line to cast their ballot for President Trump.
And this was a Harris Walz campaign senior advisor, again, the evening, beginning of the election, number 33. Harris Walz campaign senior advisor. We're optimistic. No? Okay. All right. Then let's play why it is that these people still don't get it. This is Joy Reid of MSNBC Hee Haw, which I watched, and you don't have to, the night before the election, number 15.
And we begin our final sprint, having arrived at that point in the election season where basically we on this side of the TV screen have said all we can. We've laid out the stakes in this crucial election where one side stands for freedom while the other meets the textbook definition of fascism.
Okay, all right, hold on.
A far right.
One side stands for freedom, the other side meets the text
book definition of fascism. You know, he shut down the media, except he didn't. He restricted access to firearms, except he didn't. He stopped freedom of worship, except he didn't. He rounded up his political prisoners and his enemies and tortured them and put them in camps, except he didn't. It's just so absurd. Please continue.
Dictatorial regime like Hitler's Germany or Franco's Spain or Mussolini's Italy, but also white-ruled South Africa before Mandela and the black majority took control.
Okay. Mussolini, Hitler, apartheid South Africa, really? I sometimes wonder, does Joy Reid really believe that? And if you really believe that, why in the world would you want to live here? Particularly now that the guy you've called a fascist and a Mussolini and a Hitler and a believer in apartheid has become president. By the way, not to get off topic, but Joy Reid used to have a blog circa 2005-2006. And in that blog, she ripped homosexuals. The movie Brokeback Mountain had just come out around that time. And she said the thought of watching two men kiss, she found revolting. She accused Ann Coulter of being gay. She accused Charlie Crist of Florida of being gay. It was as homophobic as you can think of. So fast forward, she becomes a host on MSNBC. And lo and behold, these posts resurface, and she denied that she wrote them. And more surfaced. She denied that she wrote them and said that she had been hacked. So NBC hired a forensic expert to look into it, and they found out, guess what? She hadn't been hacked. So she goes on TV. She cries. I don't know why I said these things. I didn't mean them. It just didn't seem like me. I guess I wrote them, but it just didn't seem like me. She kept her job. And then after a while, more surfaced. And she denied she wrote those. And there she is. Every night. Holding court. So here is the Harris-Waltz campaign senior advisor. Again, before the results came in.
Turnout is up in almost every single state. There are projections, for instance, in Georgia that we will exceed what our campaign had projected, but even what the Secretary of State had projected. We see incredibly high turnout on college campuses across Pennsylvania, high turnout in Puerto Rican neighborhoods in Philadelphia. So this coalition is coming together, and this is the day where it all matters. It'll be a long day. We don't expect this race to be called early, but we are optimistic that we are literally about to be able to turn the page on Donald Trump and install Vice President Harris as the next president of the United States.
We're ready to turn the page. We're optimistic. Joy Reid said, please, stop saying black men are shifting towards Trump. When I'm in the barbershop, I'm not hearing that. Number 10.
I was just going to say on the realignment thing, one place, and I would actually like to put this narrative to bed, maybe forever, one place there's not going to be realignment, black men.
Mm-mm.
Every 4 years, I go through the ritual of having to talk down, this is the sort of world that wants to say that black men are just realigning and they're all going to run to Donald Trump. There is literally no difference in the exit polls. A one-point difference is not a difference at all between where black men were in 2020 and where they are in 2024. It's not black men. They are not the ones shifting. What you're seeing are shifts among Latino voters, for sure.
Sure.
But you are not seeing shifts among black men. Please stop saying black men.
The only area
supporting
Trump.
Really? Really? Number 26, please.
We know race was huge. The black vote was huge for Biden when he won by just a bit in Georgia there in 2020. So let's look at how they are turning out in this election. All right, this is the first time we can break this down. Among black voters and their support for Kamala Harris, While strong, she is below where Biden was in 2020, 4 years ago. This number for Biden was more like 91. So she's running about 8 points behind where Biden was with the black vote in Georgia in 2020. All right, I have another data point where I'm going to combine this with gender, okay? So now you look at the...
All right, so she underperformed among blacks, Joy Reid. You were wrong. Maybe your barbershop sample size was a little too small. She had a few kind things to say about Florida. Number 12, please.
It's a pure Project 2025 in miniature in Florida, and that kind of extreme sort of extremist right-wing fascist-type government in Florida, does that make it a more attractive place?
Right-wing fascist government in Florida. And Texas didn't fare much better as far as Ms. Reid is concerned. Number 9, please.
It's also a very voter-suppressed state, and the focus of voter suppression coming from that state capital is Harris County, where Houston is, and they are relentless in it, and that is also the largest single physical number of black voters in any county other than Cook County in Illinois. That's the largest number of black voters available, and they are deeply suppressed in terms of their ability and access to the ballot, so Democrats would have to do a lot of work there in terms of voter suppression and also voter motivation.
So, black voters in Texas and in Florida are too stupid to figure out how to vote, say Joy Reid. Coming up, Gary Sinise, 888-971-SAGE, and your phone calls. Do not leave town. We all know the importance of good daily habits, whether it's getting outside and getting your steps in, stretching those limbs, or eating right. Doing it on the regular is the key. That's why if you're dealing with everyday aches and pain, it's time to bring Relief Factor into your routine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, it uses a special formula of 4 natural ingredients. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is. To get your days going without pain, try their 3-week quick start for only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Simply call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Whether you're having pain, neck, shoulders, hips, knees, don't let it keep you from living the life you want. Make Relief Factor part of your daily routine. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
Every day, I speak with people who are worried and are feeling a lot of pressure because of credit card debt. That's why I'm very proud of what we do at Trinity. We just help. We give people the support they need, along with a real plan to become debt-free. Credit card bills are consolidated into a single monthly payment that is much less than what they were paying before. Most of our members end up saving thousands and even may improve their credit scores by as much as 200 points. I know from the bottom of my heart that I'm making a difference in the lives of the people we help. It just makes me really happy.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-793-8548.
My name is Julie, and I'm a Trinity counselor. Call me and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-793-8548.
Back to school specials are here at Charlie's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered too. Happy hour, 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlie's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlie's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm time celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Any kind. Call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-504-8790. That's 800-504-8790. 800-504-8790. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
This is the best of the Larry Elder Show.
SAGE 888-971-7243. That is the son of my guest on his harmonica. His name is Max Sinise. His father is a legendary actor, Gary Sinise, who now joins us. Gary, thank you for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Oh, so good to be with you, Larry. Thanks for having me.
Well, Gary, the reason you're here is because a few nights ago I'm watching an interview with you on YouTube, and I thought I knew a lot about your life, but I learned about Mac. I knew that that Mac had died, but I didn't know the circumstances, and I knew learned a lot more about your own career. But first, I want to talk about your son. Tell us about your son.
Well, Larry, yeah, unfortunately, he had a very rare cancer. Called chordoma. It's so rare that it's probably about, it's like a one in a million cancer. About 300 patients per year in the U.S. are diagnosed with it. About 70% of the time they can remove the initial tumor. It starts in the spine, either at the base of the spine or the top of the spine, and they can remove the tumor and it's cured about 70% of the time, but 30% of the time it comes back and spreads. And unfortunately, that's what happened to our son, Mac. He was diagnosed in 2018. He was working for the Gary Sinise Foundation at the time. He's an excellent musician and drummer, composer, songwriter, went to USC Music School, and the cancer over time started to disable him. He had several spine surgeries. We tried 25 different drugs to see if we could find a drug that would shrink the tumors. Nothing would work. Radiation. It just, he was more and more disabled. So he just kind of stopped thinking about music. But last year, about early last year, 2023, he said to me, "Dad, there's a piece of music I wrote in college, and I think I'd like to try to finish it." And so he got together with some of my band members who he knew, and they started helping him flesh it out. Then he teamed up with an old buddy of his from college, Oliver Schnee. And Oliver was a composer like Mac, and Oliver went to work on it with Mac to finish it. It's called Arctic Circles. And that's what you see playing right there. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece. This particular piece is on his YouTube channel. I had never heard it before. And we rolled into the studio last summer at Studio City Sound in Hollywood. And the orchestra started to play it, and I was completely knocked out by it. It's such a beautiful piece. And that started a whole album of music that he wanted to do. Thankfully, he was able to finish it. Unfortunately, he died in January January 5th this year, just as the record was going to press. He wanted to make a bunch of vinyl albums, and he calls it Resurrection and Revival. He wanted any proceeds from the vinyl to go to the Gary Sinise Foundation. And so that vinyl has now sold over 3,600 copies at the Gary Sinise Foundation. And one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, Larry, was after he died, I started going through his files, and I found all this additional music that he'd written. Some things that I had heard because I had asked him to write some music for the Gary Sinise Foundation, but other things I had not heard, many other things. And it's beautiful stuff, and so I thought, you know, I can't just let it sit here in his files. So I called his buddy Oliver, and I said, I think we have another project here. I want to do another record, a part two of Resurrection and Revival. And that was completed recently. We're starting to ship those albums next week, and they're in pre-sale at the Gary Sinise Foundation. And as Mac wanted with the first record, with the second record, all the proceeds will go to the Gary Sinise Foundation to help our veterans and military families.
Well, Gary, one of the things I learned in watching the interview is that you were inspired to help veterans because of the people in your family who served and the people in your wife's family who served. And it reminded me of my own family. I never served. My father was a World War II Marine vet who served on Guam during the war. My brother, Kirk, was a Vietnam-era Navy vet. He was on the 6th Fleet in the Mediterranean. My little brother was in the Army. He actually went to Vietnam. My mother even worked for the War Department during World War II. I was the only one in my family who didn't serve. But I have enormous appreciation, as you do, for veterans who have, who do, and who lost their lives for our country.
Yeah, same thing with me, Larry. I didn't serve either, but I have veterans on my side of the family and my wife's side of the family, Vietnam veterans. So all this veterans work really starts with the family connection, and then having started to work with Vietnam veterans back in the 80s, and then 10 years later starting to work with our disabled veterans after I played wounded Vietnam veteran Lieutenant Dan and Forrest Gump. That I started a relationship that has lasted 30 years with the Disabled American Veterans Organization. I've supported them all these years. And then September 11th happened, and I just felt like I was called to a new level of service to support those who were deploying to Afghanistan and Iraq. And, you know, when we started having people get hurt and, you know, losing people there, I just wanted to do more and more. I started volunteering for multiple military charities and then eventually started my own in 2011. We're 14 years into the Gary Sinise Foundation now. Thankfully, we have, you know, thousands and thousands of donors who support us. We have multiple programs to support our veterans. You can go to GarySiniseFoundation.org. And you can see all these programs that we're doing. We're in many, many spaces. And Mac loved the foundation. He loved the programs at the foundation. And one of our programs is called Soaring Valor. We take World War II veterans down to the National World War II Museum in New Orleans for an all expense paid trip. You know, and when we started doing it, you know, the youngest would be in their early 90s now. The youngest is in their late 90s, and, you know, the oldest veterans, sometimes we take veterans who are 102, 103. They can still travel. It's a beautiful program. Mac loved that program, traveling with the World War II veterans.
Well, Gary, Veteran Day is coming up, as you know, on Monday. If people want to get involved, give us the website again.
Yes, it's GarySiniseFoundation.org. And you can see all our programs on the program pages. A lot to learn there about the Gary Sinise Foundation. And as we are approaching Veterans Day, I just want to give a shout out to all our veterans out there. The veterans in your family, Larry, the veterans in my family, God bless them all.
Well, Gary, thank you so much.
Thank you for serving our country.
Thank you so much. God bless, Gary. living with every...
Redding Kia is celebrating this season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Redding Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Redding Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at reddingkia.com.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Stay in county's most reliable news. Tune to KCNR every Monday at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McLean News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief provides precise, local-only updates and compelling discussions critical to our community. Have a lead? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or reach out via socials at townhallbrief on linktree.com to send a DM. The Town Hall Brief, the authoritative source for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This is the best of the Larry Elder Show.
Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Eldorados, let Larry know what's on your mind.
Think about it. I think it's striking. It shows you the power of the media. Because in many ways, it's a BS issue when you think about it. I mean, think about it. Go back to January 6th, which was supposed to be the moment when we all thought we should fear this. Our democracy was fragile. It was the premise of the January 6th special committee that we, as the co-chairman of the committee put it, we came critically close to losing our democracy. It's ridiculous. I mean, that our democracy is pretty sturdy. Our checks and balances worked. The thing was over in a matter of hours, and yet here we are. It's still a fact.
Now, first, I want to remind you of what Van Whitelash Jones said back in 2016 when Donald Trump won, number 34.
People have talked about a miracle. I'm hearing about a nightmare. It's hard to be a parent tonight for a lot of us. You tell your kids, don't be a bully. You tell your kids, don't be a bigot.
No, for crying out loud.
You tell your kids, do your homework and be prepared. And then you have this outcome, and you have people putting children to bed tonight, and they're afraid of breakfast. They're afraid of, how do I explain this to my children?
Afraid of breakfast?
I have Muslim friends who are texting me tonight saying, should I leave the country? I have families of immigrants that are terrified tonight.
Afraid of Frosty Flakes?
This was many things. This was a rebellion against the elites. True.
Here
it
comes.
Was a complete reinvention of politics and polls.
Here
true.
It comes.
But it was also something else. We've talked about
here
race.
Here it comes.
I mean, we've talked about everything but race tonight. We've talked about income. We've talked about class. We've talked about region. We haven't talked about race. This was a white lash. This was a white lash against a changing country. It was a white lash against a black president in part. And that's the part where the pain comes. And Donald Trump has a responsibility tonight to come out and reassure people that he is going to be the president of all the people who he insulted and offended and brushed aside. Yeah, when you say, you know, you want to take your country back, you got a lot of people who feel that we're not represented well either. But we don't want to feel that someone has been elected by throwing away
okay.
Some of us.
I'm getting nauseous. I'm getting nauseous.
White lash.
That was Van Jones in 2016. And it lets you know there has been no growth, no maturity. Here is Van Jones last night, number 7.
There are African-American women who know a little bit about being talked down to and know a little bit about having their economic dreams crushed, who try to dream a big dream over the past couple of months. And tonight they're trading in a lot of hope for a lot of hurt. And they were hoping that maybe this time, one of their own could be seen
one of their own
as worthy.
White lash.
And once again, they're facing rejection.
In order to be it, you
and
must see it. To be it, you
they
must
thought
see it.
Tomorrow morning they're going to walk out with their shoulders back a little bit. Maybe able to breathe for the first time.
First time.
Like they belong someplace.
First time ever.
They did everything that they knew how to do.
Everything.
And it's going to be harder than it should be tomorrow for them to hold their heads up. And they're not the only people who are hurting tonight. If you're a trans, if you're a parent of a trans kid, your child's face was used.
If you're a trans terrorist,
as a springboard to power for somebody, that doesn't feel good. There are going to be people tomorrow. We're going to be handing clothes at the dry cleaners to people who don't have papers.
Yeah.
There are going to be people who are going to be cleaning your teeth tomorrow who don't have papers. And they're terrified tonight. And so it's easy to blow this off. Oh, look at the elite. They're going to get their comeuppance. It's not the elite that's going to pay the price. It's people who woke up this morning with a dream and are going to bed with a nightmare.
A nightmare. I knew it.
And those people didn't deserve to be respected and held and talked to. Those are the people who are going to pay the price for whatever Donald Trump decides to do.
There are people that went to bed last night with a dream. And they woke up with a nightmare.
White lash.
You know, people like Hamas. They went to bed with a dream and they woke up with a nightmare.
White lash.
People like Hezbollah. They went to bed with a dream and they woke up with a nightmare.
White lash.
The Houthis went to bed with a dream only to wake up with a nightmare.
White lash.
The Ayatollahs in Iran, minding their own business, went to bed holding a copy, a dog-eared copy of the Quran, only to wake up with a nightmare.
White lash.
Really, Van? Isn't that just a bit much? Isn't that just a bit much? Isn't that just a bit, oh, I don't know, melodramatic? Woke up the nightmare. I need to take a break. I'm going to crush up some Advils and snort them. I'll be back. I'm Larry
White
Elder.
Lash.
varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Call for your fast free quote today. Call 800-289-6016. That's 800-289-6016. 800-289-6016.
In a shocking new five-part series from Kevin Sorbo, Prescription to Kill reveals a lethal FDA cover-up.
Americans have witnessed a dramatic rise in mass killings. At a school, a house of worship, a crowded theater, a packed concert, leaving behind a trail of death and destruction. But what's behind this sudden surge of lethal violence? One determined researcher cracked open the FDA vault, exposing for the first time secret files linking prescription drugs to mass shootings and infamous murders.
There is a reason that we are the leader in unprovoked mass murder in this country, and it's our over-prescription of psychiatric drugs. There's no doubt about it.
In Prescription to Kill, we investigate the hidden connection between the pharmaceutical industry and America's culture of violence.
What their doctor doesn't know could kill you. Discover the truth that could save many lives. Don't miss Prescription to Kill. Watch it now on SalemNow.com. That's SalemNow.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Nationwide and coast to coast, it's the Larry Elder Show.
The Fox News Decision Desk can now officially project that Donald Trump will become the 47th President of the United States.
The former president's comeback will be complete with a win in Wisconsin, a state that he narrowly lost 4 years ago. He is now the second president in U.S. history to win non-consecutive terms. The first was Grover Cleveland in the late 1800s. Senator J.D. Vance will become the 50th vice president of the United States.
One of the senators who will be retired is Ohio Senator Jared Brown. I'm particularly happy about that. I will explain why later on in the program. 888-971-SAGE. Yvonne is in San Diego, California. Yvonne, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry. Yeah, I just want to say that I think that Harris might be happy that she didn't win, and I'll tell you why. It's because she's lazy. The whole time she's been in office, she hasn't bothered to learn anything. I mean, to retain anything. That's why she couldn't answer any questions.
Yeah, she got outworked, certainly. Donald Trump, I think, did twice as many rallies as she did. The only thing that she ever did was she put time into it, from what I could tell, was her debate with Donald Trump. She had prepared answers. After that, I thought she just took her foot off the gas because she felt she had it in the bag. But that's a very interesting observation, Yvonne. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. Nikki is in Mobile, Alabama. Nikki, you're on the Larry Elder Show.
Oh, thank you, Larry. I love your show. I just have a couple of, I have one serious question that's been playing in my mind ever since all of this started. I mean, way back when all this started. Is yellow journalism still a crime? I always thought it was a crime. When was it repealed?
I can't recall anybody being prosecuted for yellow journalism. You can be prosecuted for defamation, but for having a slanted point of view, it's awfully difficult to prosecute somebody for that. The term yellow journalism, I always thought, meant that the media, the newspaper, is out to get certain people and therefore writing a lot of negative stories. Look, we've got a biased media. You've got the owner of the Washington Post, Jeff Bezos, taking out an op-ed piece in his own newspaper, excoriating the Washington Post in particular and the media in general for their bias. It's obvious what's going on here, and even some people in the media are beginning to get it. I've quoted the former executive editor of the New York Times a great deal of time. His name is Dean Baquet. And this is a few years ago. He's no longer the executive editor. By the way, he was the first black executive editor, I think the only black executive editor in the history of the New York Times. And he hired a Republican writer named Brett Stevens to write a regular column. I think Brett Stevens still writes a column for the New York Times. He's a Trump-hating Republican, which is, in my opinion, why the New York Times hired him. And his first column was about his skepticism of climate change alarmism. He didn't doubt the existence of climate change. He just didn't think it was going to have all the dire consequences that the alarmists like Greta Thunberg and others claim will have. And people were furious. Contacted the New York Times. Why did you hire this guy? And several people canceled their subscriptions. So he, at a forum, talked about how the New York Times and others started op-ed pages in order to have opposing opinions. And so you have somebody like that who's an opposing opinion, and people who read the newspaper cancel it because they don't want to hear what his opinion is. And Dean McKay said this.
We're at a moment in the country right now which I think, you know, the left should do some soul searching too, right? We don't want to hear anything that we've long said this about the right, but I think the left, I'm a journalist, but the left as a rule does not want to hear thoughtful disagreement.
The left, as a rule, does not want to hear thoughtful disagreement. And notice he said we and caught himself, because he recognizes that he's part of the left. Not supposed to be, at least not publicly, but he is. Don't want to hear thoughtful disagreement. It's one thing to not want to hear stupid disagreement or silly disagreement or reckless disagreement, but thoughtful disagreement. And the piece that got everybody all upset, written by Brett Stevens, was very thoughtful and even-handed. So you have the executive editor of the New York Times admitting that the left does not want to hear thoughtful disagreement. You have the owner of the Washington Post admitting that our paper and journalists in general are left-wing and are not serving the public well. Remember that guy that worked for NPR? His name is Ira Berliner. They're 25 years. 25 years. And he wrote a piece, not for PBS, wrote a piece published elsewhere, and talked about how left-wing we were and about how during the collusion investigation we had Adam Schiff on over and over and over again. And then when it turned out to be a dry hole, we just stopped having him on. He said there was no apology, no self-reflection, no course change. We just moved on. And they called him in and they sat him down, I think without pay. And then ultimately he left PBS. So from time to time, you have people admitting what's going on. I saw a study a little while ago. You know what percentage of reporters describe themselves as Republican? 3. Not 30. 3% of reporters describe themselves as Republican, which means 97% are something other than Republican. Are you kidding me? And you're supposed to cover Donald Trump fairly? You're supposed to cover tax cuts fairly? You're supposed to cover reduction of regulations fairly? You're supposed to cover EVs fairly? Climate change fairly? Foreign policy fairly? The Gaza war fairly? Iran fairly? I don't think so. And that is why there's been a rise in conservatives, pundits, podcasts, radio stations, websites, so that people can get an alternative point of view that isn't anti-Trump, anti-Republican, pro-big government, pro-regulations, people who think they know better than you. And it is sickening. And you have people like Jeff Bezos and Dean Baquet and that longtime reporter with NPR acknowledging it. Is there going to be any kind of self-reflection? Is there going to be any kind of course correction? We'll see. They got their butts kicked last night, didn't they? I'm Larry Elder.
The left, as a rule, does not want to hear thoughtful disagreement.
Living with everyday pain is like having a voice that always says, no. No, you can't do that. No, don't go play your favorite sport. No, you better sit this one out. It's no way to live. So if pain is affecting you, see how Relief Factor can help get you back to living life on your terms. One where you say yes a lot more. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor's unique formula of natural ingredients doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. For good. Whether it's your back, neck, joints, or muscles, Relief Factor can help you, as it has for so many others. So give Relief Factor's 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how with less pain you can say yes to more of everything you want. 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-822-1716. 800-822-1716. 800-822-1716.
Hi, I'm Todd Avakian.
And I'm Andrew Del Rey with Union Home Mortgage. Buying or refinancing a home isn't just about numbers. It's about people, families, and dreams.
That's what drives us every day, helping folks lower debt, secure better terms, or finally own a home they love.
We've had the honor of helping Charlie and Erica Kirk and Hugh Hewitt. We bring that same care to every client we serve.
Whether you're buying, refinancing, or consolidating debt, we make it simple and personal.
Visit andrewandtodd.com or call 888-888-1172.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggie supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
I thought about it for a while before I ordered them, but I love the smell of them.
So, it's a good thing.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Go to balanceofnature.com and get 35% off your first preferred set with free shipping as a new preferred customer by using discount code BALANCE.
This is the best of the Larry Elder Show.
Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. El Dorado's Let Larry Know What's On Your Mind.
I mean, I think his most important to remember is the people who said that he was a Hitler lover weren't Democrats. They were Republicans. People who said that he was a fascist weren't Democrats. They were Republicans who worked for him. And so it's not just these elite Democrats over here, you know, poisoning the well. You had a pretty broad consensus from Chomsky to the Cheneys, that was very, very concerned and remains concerned. And so I think it's not just on us to stop calling names. I think it's up to him to, as Allison said, with deeds show that he's not going to be those things.
Well, for crying out loud. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. That was Van Jones again giving his astute analysis. Now, I just played you the executive editor of the New York Times. He's a person of the left. He admitted as much until he caught himself. And he just said that you people, and Van Jones, by the way, used to be a self-described communist, I'm just saying, don't want to hear a thoughtful disagreement. Not a conservative saying that. It's someone on the left. Jeff Bezos buys the Washington Post. I'm assuming Bezos is not a Trump guy. I'm assuming he's a Democrat. Wrote a long piece blasting the media, his paper, and by extension CNN for being unfair and biased. It's not conservatives saying that, not Republicans saying that. It's your people saying that. Does that cause you to self-reflect? No. Former CEO of NPR, his name is Ken Stern. And he wrote a long piece a few years ago after he resigned. And said, you know, I decided to get out from behind the desk and go around the country and meet people. And I met people in the Bible Belt. I met hunters. I met conservatives. And they were decent people. They were friendly. They were God-fearing. They were family-oriented. We got along great. And he said, I feel that our people, meaning people at NPR, really do not understand the country. Now, Van, he's part of your tribe. Did that cause you to self-reflect? Did that cause you to stop calling Donald Trump a fascist and a Nazi and a Hitler? And why is it you accept when someone says that, but somebody else says, I was there. I never heard it. I'd work for him again. Sebastian Gorka admires the hell out of him. A whole bunch of people that would happily rejoin the Trump administration if asked to do so. But you find some disgruntled person who says Donald Trump admires Adolf Hitler, and you quote him. I can play that game. You remember when George McGovern was the candidate in 1972? After he left the Senate, he started a bed and breakfast. He wrote a piece in the Wall Street Journal and said all these rules and regulations and taxes made me go bankrupt. Did that cause you to self-reflect, Van Jones? I'm Larry Elder.
Wesley Financial Group is...
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
It's holiday chaos at its finest. It's Have Yourself a Crazy Little Christmas by Colin Andrew Lonis and directed by Maureen Sanders and Rhonda Aldi. The tree isn't the only thing getting lit, and the family chaos makes fruitcake look stable. It's a festive fiasco of miscommunication, mischief, and merry mayhem. Perfect for anyone who thinks their own Christmas is a disaster. Running December 5th through 21st at the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown Reading. Sponsored by this station and these other pro arts businesses.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.